This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here we are on the DJV experience. I say that so quickly sometimes, what comes out isn't what I want to have come out. You see the logo everywhere now, the DJV show. It's a very good place for you to come and get an attitude adjustment and find out what's going on. Courtesy in this hour, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, story of a teenage girl in Abington, Pennsylvania, crossing the street in a crosswalk near her high school on her way to school, hit by an SUV in broad daylight. The driver was not charged because the girl was looking at her phone, engaged in a FaceTime video chat, when she walked right out into the street. Critical condition in the hospital. So you think about this in terms of New York, where you are, Victoria. The number of people who are so distracted.
Yep.
And how people
every
are getting hit
corner.
By cars every day. They pay no attention to anything.
Yep.
They're like zombies.
It's true.
And so you all extol the value and virtue of the wonderful new technology, the iPhone, the Apple this and the Apple that, but you're making our society, our world, is making a generation, and who knows what comes after, of complete zombies.
It amazes me when I pull up to an intersection and I see somebody crossing and they're not even looking at me as I'm sitting there as the first car in my 4,000-pound car.
Yeah.
I'm right there and you have no idea what I'm doing.
Zombies.
It's scary.
Every street corner in New York. I mean, I drive in and out of the city every weekend, and I just, even when I get a green light, I still wait because I know someone's going to keep walking by.
Yeah. It's only been 10 years since the first iPhone was introduced, but in that period of time, you were just, this is what brought me around to thinking about this. I'm listening to the two of you talk about how little you use the phone part of your phone.
It's true.
That you call maybe once or twice a day to somebody, and the rest of it is all texting. Well,
I talk
again,
once a week on the phone.
You've replaced relationships, real relationships, real conversations with this machine.
I beg to differ. I think I've enhanced relationships.
You can differ with me all you want. It doesn't enhance any relationship because there's no emotion connected to it.
I talk to people more than I would have ever talked to them if I had to dial them up and actually sit there and talk to them.
But what do you say to them? What kind of emotion is communicated in that connection?
I cannot tell you the amount. I can't even count the amount of friends that I am still in touch with from the past 30-some years that I would have never talked to had it not been for texting, Facebook, social media, whatever
it is. And how is that meaningful in your life? How does it?
This Saturday night, I will be spending with probably 100 people that I went to high school with.
Mm-hmm.
We're all getting together to go hang out.
Yeah.
I would have never, and everybody's like, hey, let's have a get together.
But that leads to something. That's leading to a relationship. Most of the stuff that gets back and forth is not leading to any relationship. It just is information that's passed along that's just,
you're using it wrong.
Necessary. Well, I wouldn't be the first time I did something wrong, Richie, when it came to technology.
No, I think my friends from high school and college are spread around the country, and some of those relationships, like what Rich was saying, would have just kind of fallen apart without social media or without being able to text someone and just say, hey, happy birthday, or how are you? And if you're ever coming to New York, let me know. And, those things, it all enhances relationships.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, Doug, think about it. Look at your Facebook page. Think about all the people that you talk to on a fairly regular basis or even are in contact with that you haven't seen.
Yes, I'll give you that. A lot of them, I do have a lot of connection that I wouldn't normally pursue day to day. But when there's something really important, I don't use Facebook. I don't use Twitter. I don't
True.
I don't use the message, although, when I'm now more than I probably ever have. Communication with the children, people that are near and dear.
Exactly.
You know, Meredith and I, back and forth, we text. And I said once a couple of months ago, we got to stop texting and actually calling. And we do, but we still text because it is, there's an update there. It's quick. It's, all right, this is what the time the plane comes in, you know, that kind of stuff. You don't have to have an emotional conversation about that.
Right. But think about all the pictures of Miles, your grandson, that you that if it weren't for this technology, you wouldn't be able to get.
I'm not saying I told you. We were laughing because you were talking about how valuable this new iPhone 10 is. And I said, I've got an iPhone 6 and it's paid for. Thank you. And I'll use it until it doesn't work anymore. And then what will I do? I will worry about that. I'll probably come to Victoria. I'll come to Richie because I respect their advice. They know how this stuff works. I'll talk to my children are not good to talk to because they're onto everything's Mac. And with Richie, more or less, is too. Everything's Mac. Everything's Apple.
By the way, I'm chatting with my AT&T representative right now, Jessica, about my upgrade to the iPhone X.
Hi, Jessica.
She says hi.
Yeah, it really is a new world order. That's all. Meredith said she's going to have a new phone because the other one doesn't work anymore. So you get the 10, and then what can you do with it? You have a whole period of adjustment, but it is intuitive. Using the stuff becomes, I'm much happier. I had a Droid before. Bob thought I was nuts because you won't like the iPhone. I didn't like the Droid.
Yeah. I don't like
it. I had a Samsung.
It's not intuitive.
It's not hard to use. I didn't like it.
The iPhone is so intuitive. And sure, you know, Bob is like, oh, Samsung had...
He's like Captain Samsung.
Right. Had that, you know, Bob is our general manager of the show. And he's like, oh, Samsung had that years ago. Samsung's had that for 3 years. Oh, Samsung's had... But do you know what, Bob? Your Samsung, it takes a training course to use it because the iPhone is so intuitive.
I never used it. I didn't. Still get in the drawer here. All right, as long as we're focused
you should get it out of the drawer and put it on eBay. It's probably worth several hundred bucks.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Have Bob put it on eBay for you.
All right. He'll probably take it and use it himself.
Yeah, at least it's getting used.
As long as we are here, let's talk about something in the world of science and technology. There's a new discovery about artificial intelligence. Apparently, some people have figured out that they call it AI, capable of figuring out whether someone is gay or straight simply by looking at pictures of their faces.
Well, we've been doing that for years.
Right, but the system...
Apparently this is a lot more accurate than than Rich at a bar on a Friday night guessing.
A study analyzing a sample of more than 35,000 faces of men and women on a dating website. The researchers took features from the facial images using deep neural networks, neurology, which is a pretty sophisticated mathematical system. Team of scientists found that an algorithm was able to tell whether the men were gay or straight 81% of the time and 74% of the time for women. The research found that gay men and women tended to have gender atypical features, expressions, grooming styles, essentially meaning gay men appear more feminine.
And they smile a lot more.
Uh-huh. Maybe that means they're happier. The data also identified certain trends, including that gay men had narrower jaws, longer noses, larger foreheads than straight men do, and that gay women had larger jaws and smaller foreheads compared to straight women. Kind of lays to waste the philosophy that it's a choice, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know who really believes that in 2017.
Oh, a lot of people really believe it still. Anyway, researchers conclude that the lower accuracy in females may mean sexuality is more fluid in women.
I would believe that.
Bisexual. More women are bisexual than men. Would that come out of this, would you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think women have always felt that way, you know, that sexuality is a lot more fluid. I mean, there are girls who date girls and then they date guys or get married to guys, and there's but you don't see many men doing that at all.
I dated somebody for 2.5-3 years who had been, her last relationship was with a woman.
Right.
And I'm friends, actually I'm more friends with her her ex than she is or she is with me. As it turns out.
Look at you, Doug. I'm always fascinated when I get these little nuggets of Doug's dating past.
No, you don't
usually Jennifer is the one who blows up his spot, but
Jennifer, I don't know how well Jennifer Richie knew her, but I don't know that Jennifer knew her particularly well, because I don't think I... Well, no, yeah, I did take her to California. Yeah, anyway. enough of that stuff. 16 past the hour. Don't forget about...
There's a sitcom in there. Let me tell you
somewhere. Oh, yes. Yep, somewhere. The best way to make your blood thinner. If you want to know the best way to make your blood thinner, and it's not using baby aspirin, Dr. Jack and I have a very simple answer, and you can learn some other things on this week's podcast of Good Day Health. Doctors, that is, Dr. Jack and me, one has a license and one doesn't. The focus on rotating your greens is a part of the conversation on Good Day Health, and $500,000 can buy you a new genetic therapy for leukemia. You can get that information, new medical information. There's actually, we discuss a new medical camera that can explore your whole body. So check it out. That's that's the podcast of Good Day Health. blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health. And we're going to fix it. So all you have to do is, what did we say? We decided yesterday, just you'll have to enter in Good Day Health and it'll come right up, I think. Isn't that what we decided we were doing yesterday?
Yep.
I remember that. Yes. All right. The speaking of health, the way to health is through nutrition. It really is. And so I think this is a kind of new concept for people to grasp. So spend a minute with me while I tell you why balance of nature is an important step for you to make when it comes to your overall health plan. If you go to balanceofnature.com and spend a few minutes there, you'll be very impressed with the testimonials from people who have used the products. The way I'm told that all the numbers make it confusing. As people hear, I'm going to give you, through Balance of Nature, 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables. What does all that mean? What it really means is you should forget about the numbers and understand that if you take one of these capsules every day, along with the rest of your vitamins and minerals and whatever you take for supplements, you will enhance your immune system by 700%. That's all you have to know. Don't you think? I mean, wouldn't both of you be interested in something that enhanced, improved your immune system?
Absolutely.
Listening to all the doctors that I took, it is the way you stay healthy. If you don't have a healthy immune system, you're kaputsky. Got a healthy immune system, then you're golden. Richie had a strong immune system. That's how he defeated his cancer. And that's what goes to work. You got to have a strong immune system to remain healthy and happy through your life. And a wonderful way to keep that balance in check is to go online to balanceofnature.com and use the promo code DJB. You get the first month supply free of these capsules. They look just like all the rest of the capsules you'll take, multivitamins, that sort of thing, except they have all of these fruits and vegetables that enhance your immune system. Free month supply at balanceofnature.com with the code DJV. A free month at balanceofnature.com. Enhance your immune system 700%. Use it at balanceofnature.com. Free month supply. Use the code DJV.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If there's one part of doing laundry that's a hassle, it's got to be the sorting. Now, sorting bins for whites, colors, and delicates, that's going to help keep your laundry load in order. Basket and box storage systems are a great catch-all for those small things like change and pens and the other stuff your kids leave in their pockets that you'd prefer to not have to fish out after the load completes. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
There's people care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get a full tank of freedom, try the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, by your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Too late to save myself from falling.
One of the masters of music, in my opinion, in the modern era. Elton John. The Elton John AIDS Foundation, EJAF, returning for his annual New York Fall Gala on November 7th at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. Neil Patrick Harris will be the host. It celebrates the foundation's 25th anniversary. Pay tribute to the founder, Mr. John. Actually, his real name is Reginald Denny, but we call him Mr. John. We call him lots of things. We call him Rich. Do you know he's one of the wealthiest musicians ever? However he's managed his money.
Yeah.
And he gets paid so much for performing. And he brings the crowds in. He's like Billy Joel. The two of them are very similar that way. People just want to keep in Springsteen, too. They just want to keep seeing him over and over and over again. And because there's so many songs in all of their... How many songs does Bruce Springsteen have? How many songs does Billy Joel have? How many songs Elton John got? Could never, even though Springsteen goes on 3-4 hours sometimes, can't become, you know, even close to hearing all the music.
He's got to have a couple hundred songs, 250, 300 songs.
Easy. And listen to the... If you doubt it, the Bruce channel on Sirius XM or any of those, I think Elton John has his own channel, does he not? Elvis certainly does.
I don't think Elton John does, but does. Bruce definitely does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so the Elton
I like
John,
to run that that software that can identify gay people on the Elton John channel.
I was thinking that, but I didn't say it, Rich. You said it. Thanks a lot.
It's my fault for putting a story like that in the prep.
Right. Thanks a lot.
You yahoos.
It'd be an interesting experiment.
All right, sweet. At least I didn't act on it. Victoria, he did.
It is true. Props to Doug.
Yeah, right. One of these Neanderthals like McFadden. Yeah. Cro-Magnon.
Forehead.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, nobody would. No. Using the software, big forehead, nobody's going to confuse you for being gay.
Thank you, I think.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, anyway. So, this is something. We get so wrapped. It's like we're having fun here with this. We get so wrapped up, you forget what these people contribute. This guy is a real humanitarian. He can people say, "Wow, he can afford to be." That's not the point. Some people do, and some people don't. Some people are, some people aren't. He is very philanthropic. I've known people. He and Uri are friends, and the stuff that he gives away to people in need, you never... And what I like about Elton John is he doesn't tell everybody about it. It's just, he does it. And then other people may mention it. But he's built an institution here in an effort to end AIDS, the AIDS Foundation. A lot of celebrities, public figures attending this big event, including those who are part of the Founders Circle, a group of former recipients of the Enduring Vision Award, Founders Award. That includes Hillary Clinton, President Bill Clinton, Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne, Sharon Stone, others. Elton John also announced that Aretha is performing before she retires. So Katy Perry's involved in this too, Billy Joel, Quincy Jones, Cyndi Lauper, Bette Midler. Yeah, that's going to be a show. Won't that be? That'll be a show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, also musically in the news today, every hour during this portion of the hour, we talk about things in the news that relate to music, musicians. The remaining dates on Yes's Yesterville tour with Todd Rundgren and Carl Palmer, the EOP legacy, have been canceled following the death of Steve Howe's younger son, Virgil. I guess there's been a brief post on the Hall of Famer's website. Details about Virgil's death not disclosed. They've canceled the rest of their tour. Yeah, they're going to be Moorhead, Cedar Rapids, London, Rochester, Boston, Huntington.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's 35 at the hour now on the DJV Experience. It's Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here on the air. The radio stations in Florida that carry this program pretty much are on the fritz. As a matter of fact, there are 34 stations, radio stations in Florida, that are dark. And that's not counting some of the FM, what we call translators. The radio station that has been connected with this program the longest in Florida is WMEL. That's lost its towers. Stations in Miami, four or five of them have lost their towers. This is a... Actually, you go up to Charleston, South Carolina. Well, we've not really talked about what happened up there, but the wind and the rain did a lot of damage in North Carolina as well. For those of you who didn't know that that was the case, because we spent so much time focused on Florida and in real terms what went on with Harvey in Texas, but there's still so much damage. And I don't want to keep underscoring it because it's kind of depressing. And, you know, I don't really, I said yesterday to Jack, to John Harper, who owns the radio station, that we'd start a GoFundMe, but it requires that you be, that you can have some connection to technology, and he doesn't have any because there's no power. There's no food. There's no electricity. There's no place to go to get nothing. Although some places are opening up if you go further north. But there are people who say before things get restored to at least some human quotient of usability, it'd be a couple of weeks. So our thoughts and prayers to our friends, and it's really cutting into the damn storm cuts into our audience. Hey, you can find a lot of stuff. You can hear podcasts of the DJB show on Blog Talk Radio, and you can get the whole thing, but you got to have electricity. So it's kind of silly to tell them to go listen to it because you can't. There aren't many. Is there any such thing as a battery-powered radio anymore? Anybody?
Got one in my garage.
You do?
I'm sure it exists. Yeah.
I'm sure it exists.
I don't have one, but...
Yeah, everybody should have a battery-powered garage in their or battery-powered radio in their garage or attic or something.
Right, because people, more than anything else, this is the time when people depend on this kind of radio or having connection to the outside world.
Yeah, because really? The Internet's not going to help you right now.
Nothing, no. All right, people in the news. Eric Trump and his wife have their first child. His wife's name is Laura. They have a child, a baby boy, to celebrate. They have announced that the birth on Twitter, Eric Luke Trump is his name.
I think they're going to call him Luke.
Yeah, it would appear. Where is there something in the family that's connected to a Luke?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I don't know.
Apparently, his wife used to work for Inside Edition. Is that true? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know anything about his wife, actually.
No, I don't either.
I think she was a producer or something behind the scenes. I don't think she was, like, on camera.
No. All right, Kate Hudson, speaking of those who are on camera, is feeling the wrath of a lot of mothers after implying that getting a cesarean is taking the easy route when it comes to childbirth. She's the mother of two on the cover of Cosmo. Well, I guess... I know my children both were born through cesarean, and it wasn't the easy way out. As a matter of fact, Tony, who was quite small, gained 46 pounds when she had Megan, looked like a basketball, a walking basketball, and was in the hospital for 3 days expecting to have the baby. Went in on Christmas Eve, and Megan didn't get born until late in the day on the 27th, and it was C-section because Megan couldn't get out. And so you wonder what happened before C-sections, frankly. The babies just died?
Death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what she's probably referring to is, I mean, a lot of doctors would rather schedule your birth
around their golf game
than wait for the moment.
Yes.
And it's, I mean, a large percentage of baby births are now just like, okay, next Tuesday at 10 a.m., we're going to have the baby.
Yeah. So there is legitimacy then to her.
That's probably what she was alluding to.
Mm-hmm. But she filled out the Cosmo quiz, and when it's the laziest, you know, what's the laziest thing you've ever done? And that's when she wrote in had a cesarean. That's where she really got into trouble. Saying that she was lazy because of that, there were so many women who just instantly said, you know, it's major abdominal surgery, and the recovery time is difficult, and, I mean, you can't drive a car. I mean, your entire, you know, some depending on
your body's affected.
How bad it was. I mean, it's major surgery, so.
There are those, though, Victoria, who claim that having, if you're born the regular way through the birth canal, it does something. It enhances your ability psychologically to deal with life. Because it's the first trauma of life, and you deal with it by surviving. There are those people who make a case for that. And when you think about it, it does make a certain amount of sense. But I think there are a lot of people who have had babies that babies would not have survived were it not for this procedure.
Yeah.
So what Richie said, yes, I've heard a lot of that. But then the other side of it is, it's metering out. It's like saying one size fits all. Sometimes it's necessary. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes you make a choice. And, yeah, there are people who, this is the lazy way for some.
It's become managed health care.
Yeah.
Well, Kate Hudson, in her instance, I mean, her first child, she had the cesarean, and her second child, she gave birth vaginally. So, you know, she did it, but not a lot of doctors, a friend of mine just went through this, not a lot of doctors feel comfortable with that, because there are a lot of complications that can happen after you've already had a C-section.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, I just, it was a poor choice of words, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think Kate Hudson, but...
But what you just said... Everybody's always offended by something.
Yeah.
You can't say anything anymore.
I would... here's kind of the way I explain from my experience. Tony had both Brendan and Megan this way, and she was told the second time, because she wanted to have Brendan the natural way, that you can't. Once you have a C-section, you got to have whatever comes after that, you got to have through a C-section.
Another C-section, right.
Yeah, right. All right, speaking of people who are in trouble for what they say or may not have said, let's give Ted Cruz sort of equal time here, because remember yesterday or a day before, one day this week,
yesterday,
we were talking about
the
porn video. He likes, his Twitter account liked a porn video. He blamed a staff member for liking the video on his official Twitter account. He said, quote, "There are a number of people on the team who have access to my account. It appears that somebody inadvertently hit the like button. When we discovered the post, which was, I guess, an hour or two later, we pulled it down. It was a staffing issue. It was inadvertent. It was a mistake. It was not deliberate. We're dealing with it internally, and it wasn't malicious." So give him... you got to believe it at
happens.
Some point.
It's not...
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
I do not like Ted Cruz, but this is not something that he should
some
really put up on a crossover.
His Twitter feed.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm not a fan, but in this circumstance, not everybody's perfect, and not everybody's... Everything they do is bad. Not
everyone's interns are good.
Right. So here's something that I find interesting, and I say this only because my son and Armie Hammer are really very good friends. They get together every weekend. They have picnics and the usual sort of thing that friends do. Armie Hammer has become quite an accomplished actor.
Picnics?
And he took to, they have family picnics, get-togethers.
Oh, family.
Yeah,
okay.
Now he's got a nice wife and family, and they... Brendan and his friends come over. Anyway, he was on Twitter to go after James Woods for dissing his new gay romance film, Call Me By Your Name. Apparently, he got wind of the criticism, and this is not the first time Woods has, you know, gone off on a, like on a limb when it came to this sort of thing. Apparently, Woods criticized the age gap between his 24-year-old character and 17-year-old love interest. As they quietly chip away the last barriers of decency, Woods tweeted, referring to the North American Man-Boy Love Association. He's taken a shot. I remember the probably 30 years ago. How long have I been doing talk, Richie? Since 1974. I remember somehow or other, somebody set me up with an interview. And I'm trying to remember where I was working, and I don't. And it was the fellow was from NAMBLA, and I didn't know what NAMBLA was, and I didn't until I got the guy on the air. And we were talking about the Man-Boy Love Association. Ugh. And, you know, I had to sort of wiggle my way out of the conversation. Cause
we're losing your connection.
Anyway, so Armie Hammer... after Woods takes a shot at this kid in the movie, Hammer fired back, quote, "Didn't you date a 19-year-old when you were 60? Referring to the Ashley Madison person whom Woods started dating in 2007 when he was 59, she was 19.
You know what?
Gross. Then he dated a 20-year-old when he was 66.
19 is legal and 17 is not.
Yeah.
It's a very fine line right there. I mean, but obviously... 60 to 19 is a stretch, too, but...
Yeah. And then Amber Tamblyn, an actress, said on her Twitter, she said, quote, "James Wood tried to pick me up and my friend at a restaurant once. He wanted to take us to Vegas. I was 16. Even better, he said..."
I mean, he's just gross.
That's not 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just gross, but he's so anti-gay, and that's all he tweets about. At this point, it's just like, oh, my God.
So those people,
what are you protesting, James
exactly.
Woods?
Exactly. If anybody who's that hard on this, yep. if you'll pardon the pun, there's something going on with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost always, always.
He's a toe-tapper.
The homophobe.
He and Putin, toe-tappers.
Putin. All right. So shall I do one more? Danica Patrick, another lady. This is actually from the sports column. So maybe, Victoria, you'd be interested in carrying the ball here. She's been pretty transparent about her struggle to secure sponsorships. Apparently, there's not as much support for her because she's a woman. She's quite a good driver, isn't she?
Her record is from everything I've heard, and there are a million NASCAR people who can correct me, but from everything I've heard, she has a decent record, but she's not a top winning driver. So she has had trouble with sponsors, so she announced yesterday she is no longer going to be driving with the Stuart Haas racing team, and she thanked everybody that she's, you know, worked with and the whole thing. So she said, you know, we've had six seasons together, we earned a Daytona 500 pole, seven top 10 finishes. She hasn't won any of the big ones. I think that's kind of part of the problem. Sponsorships, she said, play a vital role in our sport, and I've been very fortunate over the course of my career, but this year threw us for a curve. So, but, you know, here's the thing. It's not just because she's a woman, because her teammate, Kurt Busch, and Matt Kenseth are both notable drivers without sponsors and without cars going into the 2018 season. So it could really just be a sponsorship issue. Maybe there isn't enough money, or they're not willing to put as much money into
sponsorships. Is this another example of sponsorships going online to podcasts and things like that instead of sticking to the traditional way of doing
this? How long ago was it that NASCAR lost all of their smoking sponsorships, remember? So a big part of who used to pay for these cars is gone.
Right, Winston-Salem and all those cigarette brands. Yeah, that is true. I don't know. I think this sounds like this is just more of a sponsorship issue. I mean, to me, Danica Patrick is still one of the most high profile because she's a girl and she's pretty and there's, you know, always press about her. So I would think that you would want to advertise with her. I don't know. You would especially think.
Given that women pay attention to her as do men, but women
Absolutely.
Pay attention.
Absolutely.
And women make 80% of the decisions when it comes to buying whatever it is that you're going to buy.
Yep, I know. It's true.
All right, speaking of that, ZipRecruiter.com wants you to know how well people do that use their software. And that's really what it is. At ZipRecruiter.com, you can have access to a new person looking for a career with you within 24 hours of the posting. That's why so many people are using it, because it's so fast. It's so convenient. It works so well. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You screen, you rate, and you manage the candidates online at ZipRecruiter's very easy-to-use dashboard. If you're a small company, medium-sized company, big company, join the thousands and thousands of companies every day that use ZipRecruiter.com. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use the facilities free. Yep, that's what it is. It's all about hiring good people, qualified people. You want them, you need them, you'll have them when you use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's the way to get the access first time around without paying. ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It is so Warren, 53 past the hour. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here with us. Don't forget about his Hugs and Kisses, the performance. I have Millie staying with me. Meredith is on a trip, so I've been giving her hugs and kisses in the morning and hugs and kisses in the evening. Nice things for her coat. It's just a great way to keep your dog healthy. You hear me all the time talking about supplements and the immune system, and that's the way I believe that not only do we as humans need to do that, but dogs and cats need to have it. So Warren's got a special line separate for dogs and cats of all the minerals and vitamins that are necessary. You can buy them online at hugsandkisses.com. Also, there's a Hugs and Kisses Foundation, and I have Warren talk about how the money from that is being used and what the situation is with all these pets that have been dislodged in Florida and in Texas. What's the update there? We'll get it in a moment, right after this.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, so Warren, the needs, the wants, the desires, pets, I saw, you know, and I have made a mistake, and so many others have as well. We keep focusing just on the tragedy of the hurricanes, but these wildfires, I saw some carcasses from animals that were burned alive in Montana. Cattle, horses, things like that. And I'm sure there were dogs and other wild animals. And I don't know what you do about that, you know, because they can't get out. Sometimes you don't know where they all are. It becomes this, we are focused so on humans that we sort of, in disasters like this, whether it's the hurricanes, the fires, whatever it is, we tend to lose sight of the importance of our, in many cases, best friends.
Well, you know what it is, Doug, is, you know, a lot of people don't realize just how dependent our animals have become on us. For example, dairy cows. I'm talking to the right guy about dairy cows. It's your responsibility as a dairy cow person to make sure that your dairy cows are safe and taken care of.
Yep.
As a pet guardian, no matter what type of pet you are, it's our responsibility. And, you know, the pictures coming in from Florida and pictures coming in from Texas, a lot of them are devastating. There's some great things going on. For example, Southwest Airlines is flying dogs for nothing, and Angel Flight is what they've done is they've taken a lot of shelter dogs that were up for adoption from the shelters in Florida, brought them to Los Angeles, down in the San Diego area, as a matter of fact, and what's going to happen now is those shelters are now open for dogs that are misplaced and have not been with their owners, so everyone's kind of chipping in. That is a good thing. The thing that's not getting out there is that some of the small groups in little towns and nooks and crannies that you've never heard of, you know, the people that have a $50 car wash every month to raise a few dollars to spay or neuter a dog, they've been devastated. I have photos of dogs swimming. I have photos of dogs on top of cars just trying to survive. And those are the little organizations that I really try to focus on. The big organizations do a great job, you know, the ASPCA, Humane Society, and their money gets out there. But sometimes the really small mom and pop organizations are kind of left to fend by themselves. And that's why it's so critical that we help them out. And that's where the Hugs and Kisses comes in, because we only donate to small mom and pop groups. We don't donate to anybody who gets a salary, anybody who takes out expenses. Every single penny has to go directly to the animals. And I think I told you last week that the goal of my Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, Doug, is to be the poorest organization, because we want the money to go out as fast as it comes in.
Yep. So hugsandkisses.com is a place you can go.
Hugsandkisses.org. It's a 501c3.
That's 501c3. Yep.
But I'm glad to see that people are chipping in, Doug. People are really kind of getting together, saving the animals. And I think the most important thing we can learn right now, and this is something I've been talking about for years, is when you prepare for emergencies, whether it be earthquakes, fires, floods, hurricanes, whatever, make sure that the entire family is prepared for it, that including your four-legged friends as well.
Yeah, and that's something that is it should be second nature. You should be thinking about that, but a lot of people aren't. So under the circumstances, that's good advice. Hugsandkisses.org. Warren Eckstein here on the DJB Experience at 59 past the hour.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.